Judges of New Court are named. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 3rd of November, 1913, page 1, column 4. Four of the five judges of the municipal court, which will take the place in Atlanta of the courts of the justices of the peace, are shown here. At the top on the left is Eugene D. Thomas, and on the right, L.F. McClelland. Below are Luther Z. Rosser, Jr., and James B. Ridley, the latter the only justice of the peace to get on the new court. The fifth judge of the municipal court, T. Hathcock, is not shown in the picture. Page 1, column 4. Judge Hill delivers first charge to jury, new jurist urges, enforcement of prohibition, concealed weapon, game laws. For the first time in many years, the grand jury of Fulton County was charged Monday by the judge presiding over the criminal court of the county. Judge B.H. Hill, the judge of the new fourth or criminal division of the Superior Court, instructed the November grand jury as to its duties, after it had been organized with Colonel W.L. Peel as foreman by Judge W.D. Ellis of the 1st Division. Hereafter, the grand juries will be organized also by Judge Hill. They will be organized and charged by one judge in one court, term after term. For years, the court practice in this county has been otherwise. The three judges of the civil division being the only ones always on duty here, the duty of organizing and charging the grand juries devolved upon them, even though the grand jury's work belongs particularly to the criminal part of the court's business. Every 2 months, the judges of the civil division have been exchanging courts, as they will continue to do, and the judge who chanced to be presiding over the first division for the new term would organize and charge the grand jury for that term. From now on, however, the grand jury will be a matter solely for the judge of the criminal division to consider. By agreement among the four superior court judges now on duty in Fulton County, Judge Hill will continue without interruption on the bench of the criminal division, while Judges Ellis, Pendleton, and Bell will attend among themselves to the three other divisions of the court. Two evils pointed out. Judge Hill charged the grand jury with the enforcement of all criminal statutes and be made special reference to the prohibition law and the carrying of concealed weapons. The two greatest evils of civilization are the whiskey bottle and the concealed revolver, he declared. We as sworn officials, Judge Hill told the grand jury, can have no individual opinions about the prohibition law. It is a law, and we must enforce it. So I charge you to make a diligent investigation, and if you can find where within the past 2 years any individual, corporation, or club has sold whiskey, it is your duty to bring indictments. On the subject of carrying concealed weapons, I am sure our opinions all agree. The offense, I believe, should be a felony, as the old constitutional amendment, giving citizens the right to bear arms, was never meant to apply to the modern revolver. Judge Hill is probably the first judge. Continued on page 4, Colonel 1. Page 4, column 1. Judge Hill delivers first charge to jury. Continued from page 1. In this country, whoever especially charged a grand jury to make an investigation of the enforcement of the game laws? The hunting season is just beginning, he said, and you should see that all of the game laws are rigidly enforced, charging the jury about the gaming laws. Judge Hill referred to his services as solicitor of the court of which he is now judge. In the 80s, he said, when your fellow citizen, James W. English, was mayor and I was solicitor general of this circuit, we broke up all of the open gambling hells, which then infested the city, and a vigilant police force has since prevented their return. Juries represent public. Under our system, it is really the people, represented by the juries, Judge Hill told the body, who can and do enforce the law. The judge is but an umpire, and the solicitor a servant of the people. The grand jury, which is composed of the people, must bring an indictment before the court can consider a case, and the conviction must be made by the petit jury, which also comes from the people. Judge Hill, in making his first statement from the bench to which he has just been appointed, showed very clearly that he is an optimist and real booster for Atlanta. We live, he told the grand jury, in the best century the world has ever known. The United States is the best country in the world. Georgia is the best state in the United States. Fulton County is the best county in the state. And Atlanta is second only to the city of which God is the founder and builder. The honors, which the people of this state of this county have paid my family, would, if nothing else, make me love them and strive to the best of my ability to serve them. When I was in the Capitol as a judge of the Court of Appeals, I was continually inspired by the sight of the monument which the people have erected to my father. In the new courthouse here, I will be inspired by the tablet by which the people of this county have shown their love for my brother, who served them for 25 years. Judge Hill referred to his illustrious father, Benjamin Harvey Hill, for whom he was named, and to his brother, the late Solicitor General, Generals D. Hill. Following his charge to the grand jury, Judge Hill appointed as the official reporter of the 4th Division, D.O. Smith. He then commenced the transaction of the routine business of the court, disposing of a number of felony cases. Judge Calhoun, of the City Criminal Court, was dispossessed from his usual quarters on the 4th floor of the Thrower Building Monday morning by Judge Hill's court. He moved to the old City Hall, where he occupied the courtroom on the 1st floor. That room usually is occupied by the 1st Division of the Superior Court, but Judge Pendleton vacated it and convened that division in chambers. Page 1, Column 7. Probe is started by grand jurors into affinity, evil jury, alarmed by increasing number of men and women who neglect formality of taking marriage vows. Committee appointed to make investigation. Indictments will be returned in every case exposed. Aid of public asked in move for moral uplift. Alarmed by the increasing number of men and women in Atlanta who do not consider the taking of the marriage vow necessary before they start housekeeping, the Fulton County Grand Jury impaneled Monday morning has inaugurated a new morality campaign. Three of the most prominent members of the grand jury, Samuel D. Jones, Samuel H. Venable, and T.J. Rose, have been named as a committee to launch and to push the campaign during the present grand jury's term. The members of the committee do not attempt to give a reason for the situation, which they say is not only deplorable, but alarming. They do not say the free love propaganda has gained a firm footing in Atlanta, but they do declare the percentage of couples living together without a sanction of the law is so sensational that they refuse to make public the figures which were presented to the first meeting of the body. Invite aid of public. The members of the investigating committee are going to give the widest publicity to the new campaign, and they invite the public to assist them. First, they ask suggestions as to the best method of eliminating the free love, or affinity, evil, and they ask that letters be addressed either to Colonel William Lawson Peel, foreman of the jury, or to Mr. Jones, chairman of the committee. Second, they wish to be furnished with all information possible relative to couples who have neglected the formality of marriage. The grand jury expects to bring many indictments and, whenever possible, to force a marriage. Chairman Samuel D. Jones states that it is no wise a campaign against any survivors of the houses which were in our midst, which have been overlooked by Chief Beavers, is solely assumed against couples who live together as man and wife, and who have never taken the marriage vows. One of the main objects of the campaign is to fix responsibility on the father of a family. Unless the ceremony has been performed, the members of the committee point out, there is no way to protect the woman and make the man support his family. In case of a desertion, the father cannot be brought back to the state and forced to provide for his offspring, unless the mother can show she was his legal wife. While the marriage vow is mere neglected, the grand jury members declare by Negroes than by white persons, they seek reports about all races and all classes, and they expect to wage the campaign with vigor.